Hello, everyone. This is the Secret is Prayer podcast, and today's podcast we'll be talking about the book of Genesis, and today specifically with verses 1-4. Lauren, do you want to lead us in prayer?
Yes. Father God, we gather here today under your care and protection. Thank you for your loving kindness that never fails us. We thank you for those with us, that you would guide our thoughts and actions to bring you glory. Strengthen us and fill us with your peace. May we love and serve each other as Jesus has shown us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit to do your good work on earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Lauren, do you want to start with, we said we're going to be going through different books of the Bible, and we're starting with Genesis, but I know you had a certain outline, so if you want to say a little bit about how we're going to discuss these scriptures.
Yes, so I'm going to start with the verses. I'll read the verses and then do a short description of the verses, and then explain a little bit, and then how it applies to our lives today.
Okay.
Okay. So Genesis 1, the creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the surface of the watery depths, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. So Genesis was written by Moses. And they say that Moses knew what to write because there was other previous written scripture, I guess. And so he put it all together for Genesis. So in chapter 1, we have the creation. And as I was studying it, in just those three verses, I found so much that I stopped at verse 4. So if I look at verse 1, there's a lot happening there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So as I was studying it, I learned that God existed before the heavens and the earth were created. So if the heavens and the earth were to go away, God would still exist. And in verse 2, now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the surface of the watery depths, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. In verse 2, the earth was formless, empty, and dark. And after reading the Cliff Notes in Tony's Bible, he suggests that there's a gap between verse 1 and verse 2. Because that's between verse 1 and verse 2 is when Satan fell. So when he first, in verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. So scholars suggest that the earth wasn't dark at first, but when Satan fell, then it became dark and formless. Because later in scripture, we learn that God says, and I think it's in Isaiah, that he did not create the earth in vain. So now we have, if between verse 1 and 2, we know that God was there first. God already existed. He created the heavens and the earth, and more than one heaven. Heavens is plural. And the angels are there. So we have the people that are there, so, or the audience. And then also in verse 2, it says The Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. So this tells us that God was already, it already existed. He was already the three persons, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, the Son of God. So the Trinity was already there because the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And then in verse, and then later on in John, Jesus tells us that there's a verse in John that I wanted to read where he tells us, and if you give me just a second. Oh, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. So Jesus was there. So we already had the Trinity there. So I didn't know that. So I was like, wow. So, you know, you have the Trinity there. You have the angels. And now you have the heavens and the earth. So then if we go down to verse 3, to the rest of verse 3, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. So God separates the light from the darkness. And as I was studying this scripture, I found a quote that said, "The only way to ever really find out who you are is from God. And the best place to find out begins in Genesis." And as I was reading these three verses, I was like, man, that's true. Because if you go back to the beginning and God was already there, the earth, when it was in darkness, he was hovering. He was hovering on the earth. And if we think about when our world is feeling dark and there's chaos and feeling empty, the Spirit of God is hovering, and I could totally relate to that. And it helped me envision also how God, the fact that God already existed and that he can exist without the heavens and the earth, it really helped me envision how great God is, like before the heavens and the earth. You know, it just helped me envision just, wow, like his greatness, that he was already there and that he was able to create the heavens and the earth out of nothing. And then the fact that at any time, God just said the words, "Let there be light," and he separates the light from the darkness. So when we're in our darkness, at any moment, God can say, "Let there be light," if we just hang on. So in the quote where he says, "The only way to ever really find out who you are is from God, and the best place to find out begins in Genesis." And just in these few verses here, I see my own journey when I was in darkness and how he took me to the beginning and he brought light into my darkness. And where, what better place to start new than when you are feeling, you know, when you are in darkness or you're feeling that it's the end or you see no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also says, and in the Tony Evans, the study Bible on his, in his notes, he says the Spirit of God was hovering, like you mentioned, and then ready to bring order out of chaos, which is like what you said, when you're in darkness, and then he goes in there and brings light and then starts to order your steps. Right.
Right. Yeah. And so, because when it says darkness and chaos, then I'm like, yeah, I can totally relate to darkness and chaos. And then the fact that the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface. And as I studied that, hovering all the scholars suggested hovering in a protective way. He was hovering, not just flying, you know, not just over, not just watching it from above, or he was hovering. So he's close and he's watching and he knows exactly what's happening on Earth. So he's there. So you're never, even though it's a dark world at times, he's there and he's hovering. And not only that, you have Jesus too there, you know? But what's also an eye opener is that Satan is already there, you know? When the world was created, and I think we skip that part, we think the heavens and the earth and the light and the stars and all the other things he created, but Satan is already there too. And I don't think we're really aware of, hey, the enemy is already there and walking the earth.
Wow. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, I never would have thought of the verses that way. And now that you're saying like each verse and explaining them in a different way than the footnotes that Tony has in his Bible. Wow, Lorena, it's really good. And I think it's just adds to more confirmation that God created, you know, his heavens, his earth with just his word.
Uh-huh.
That it is truly living. Because that's one thing that we say that his Bible is. It's his living word. And the way you described everything, yeah, it is. It's truly living. And he spoke it. Let there be light. There was light. And I never would have thought, you talked about the Spirit of God hovering over the surface of the waters. Well, we know that Jesus did say that he was, that he was part of the Trinity. He was in the Old Testament, but this is like way in the beginning. So
yeah, this is when I was reading that, I was like, man, I've read this, I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch all that stuff. And as I was studying, and then that was just in these three verses. And then the fact that he just, you know, when God was ready and he spoke the words, let there be light, like that can happen at any time. If we just hang on and we just wait, he's hovering. So we're not alone. You know, when we're in the darkness, we're not alone and he's hovering. And if we can just trust that he's there and he's protecting us, then, and to wait until he says the word and he separates us from the darkness.
And Yvette, you mentioned, you know, how he, through his word, and which is true, he left us with his word, you know? And I know there's been a lot of people that say, well, you know, we don't have the disciples, the apostles here with us, or you know, to help explain, but they left us the Bible, they left us his word. And like he says, in the beginning was his word. He spoke life. And uh-huh. And through the Bible, we have his life, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. If you want to get to know him. And when I read that quote, that if you, the only way to know who you really are, if you want to find out who you really are, is from God. And that is so true, because it's not until we all experience a dark time, that our valleys. And it was then that God took me to the beginning, and that I saw many things, and he revealed many things. And this, when we're in our darkness, we don't have to do it alone. We can do it. You know, Jesus is already there. So Jesus was there from the beginning. He's there now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's already there. So we have a choice whether when we're in our darkness, we could stay there alone, or we can ask Jesus to do that walk with us. Because if not, the enemy is there too, and he's ready to accuse us, to lie to us, to put fear in us, you know, because he's also there watching what we're doing and ready to accuse us.
And he's there in the darkness, right? So
yep.
we need God to bring us that light and to sustain us, as as Tony puts it. That's interesting, because I didn't get those either. Well, to be honest with you, I haven't read through Genesis. I kind of skipped around the Bible. I started with Isaiah, the Psalms, and then Isaiah. So,
And you know, when God created, when he said there, let there be light, and he separated the light from the darkness, that was before he created the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. It was before he created the sun and the moon. So he was providing the light. And when we go to heaven, that's how it's going to be. There's not going to be the sun and the moon. He will be the light. So, and also that gap between
one and two,
you know, we don't know how much, you know, I was wondering, like, I wonder how much time between there, and that could have been, you know, who knows? Cause the day for us is not the same as a day for God. So, who knows how long that gap was there? And I thought that was really interesting too.
Very interesting.
Well, isn't it a day? Because doesn't it go by like the? Is it in this chapter? Like the first day, second day, third day, until he gets.
That was before he created the day.
Oh, this is before the day. Okay.
This is before. Yes. Okay. This is before he creates. It's after the light that he creates. Then there was a day and there was
day
light.
One.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. In 2:3:5, he's like, God called. Okay. The light day.
Yeah. So this is before.
So then
and the fact that God can exist without the heavens and the earth, you know, too.
Right. And so the darkness, do you think, now the earth was formless and empty, darkness covered the surface, but the darkness we know was when Satan fell. So do you think the darkness that they're implying is not so much as the night, but like the darkness that we go through, you think?
Yes, because I think so, because in one of the places that I read, they talk about, and I think it's in
Ezekiel?
Exodus?
I think it's Exodus, where he references darkness as a feeling, not as in God like references it as a feeling. Yeah, not like the like light and darkness that we see, but as that we feel. So it could have been, because it was empty and it was dark. And also some suggested that the earth, when he first created the heavens and the earth, that it wasn't dark. It was not until Satan fell that it became
empty dark. And dark. And that kind of makes sense too, because he brings the darkness to us. And when we're in that low point, we do feel empty inside.
Yep.
It's like falling into the pit, right? It's dark.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
But he's there hovering and protecting, you know, and the way that they describe hovering is as in that, you know, protection.
Because if you think about it, if you know, Satan got kicked out, he came down, and with God hovering, the Spirit of God hovering, I mean, that from the very, very beginning, before he even created the animals and the humans, he was right there. He never left.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, wow. I like it. Yep. I think this is a different perspective, you know, because all I know is just the footnotes from Tony, but you brought it into a whole nother level for me. Thank you.
I was like, man, there's a lot going on there in just these verses.
In just four verses. But the way you explain them, it's like, wow, I wouldn't have gotten between one and two. I wouldn't have, because like I said, I read Genesis. I've read the whole book of Genesis, and I wouldn't have gotten that he fell in between those two. I knew he fell, yes, but I wouldn't have thought there was a gap between one and two. Verses.
Right. I didn't me either. And that's when Satan fell. I didn't know that it was between those two.
Wow. So do you think at that moment he did take angels with him too, right? So it wasn't just right. him that fell. He brought with
and
him.
And those the ones that followed him.
Yep. Followed him. Yeah.
Yep. And I think it's important to know that in earth that not only God is there, the Trinity is there, but that the enemy is there, that he's there too, because I think we're so clueless to that sometimes, and that he's already there too. And I think once you can recognize that he's there, then we don't have to fear the darkness so much, because we know that he's there, but we also know that God's hovering.
Right. And he has been since the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I know in John as well, Jesus, and I think Jesus had mentioned too, or maybe this is wrong, because like my thinking is, so we have God, and then we have the Holy Spirit of God, and then we know Jesus is there too. But in the beginning, Jesus was the Word, so it was like God, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So he was just the Word at that moment, you think? The Son, he was still, he was a living Word, or he was somebody that was up there too? Or maybe I'm not understanding, like.
No, I think that he was there too already, because yeah, I think that's there. Why when he created them in the image of God, I think it was already in the image of Jesus. Like Jesus was already there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Because remember when he created Adam and Eve was at that like the same age, the way Tony says, they were already adults. So I think he already Jesus was already there.
Yeah, because I think there's other books in the Bible that say that he was there.
Yeah.
I was only thinking it because in John, and I turned to John's book, you know, the very first verse, in the beginning was the Word, which, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that's why I was wondering, was he the Word at that moment, or was he actually, you know, there with him? So like a spirit, you know. But okay, so then he was there, and when he speaks the Word, maybe that means when he sent the Mary.
God is the Word. God is the Word, and then if you want right. to, God is the Word, and then you have Jesus. Jesus is the image of God. So if you want to see God, look at Jesus. If you want to know what God looks like, look at Jesus.
Okay, so that God, makes
so God's sense. The Word, okay. And then you have your Holy Spirit, and then you have Jesus, the man, and then, you know, the Son.
Okay,
and then also in the Tony Study Bible, I know Genesis 1, chapter 1, 26 through 28, and I know we're not going that deep today, but he does mention that it's the first time that we see the word us, and that is referring to the Trinity, God, Father, and Son, right. and Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And there, yep, and that, and there's a, there might be even more places, because mm-hmm. I did see that where he kept reference. They know that the Trinity was there, because there's several references of us.
Yeah, he says us, let us, you know, and so forth.
Uh-huh. Make man. Yep.
Wow.
So that's why later that us is the Trinity, the Holy Spirit and Jesus and
right. Him. Yeah, because he says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according mm-hmm. to our likeness. So, yep.
Yes. Wow. If not, he would have said mine, right? Mine.
Yes, right, right.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that gives me like a sense of comfort that Jesus was there. I never pictured him there. And that.
Yeah, I never did too. Yep.
But, you know, In the Gospels, Jesus does say, and I think, Lorena, we talked about this too, we don't really see Jesus or know of Jesus until God calls us. And then God shows us his Son.
Right.
And from there, Jesus will show us his Father. So maybe that's why we never really, we read the book, but it doesn't stand out to us, not at that moment in time until
right.
I believe God believes we're ready when he can see it in our hearts, like they're ready. I'm going to show them my Son.
Yep.
And that's when he comes visible to us, I think.
Yep, that's what I believe too. And I think, like, seeing this, reading these, and that in the darkness, being in the darkness, and that the Holy Spirit's already there, you know, knowing now that Jesus is there too, then I don't know, it just gives me a sense of comfort, because that is, I think he uses that goes hand in hand with us when we're trying to start new, you know, when we fall into the pit and we're in that darkness, and we God wants to start something new in us. It's here. This is where we're at. We're right here. We're God's, you know, creation, and he's starting something new, and he wants to separate our darkness from us and bring his light in us.
In us. Yeah. Wow. I love that.
Okay. Anybody want to share anything else? No.
No, wow. Ooh. I think this was awesome. What a great new way of seeing the Trinity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, to recap a little bit, we talked about the first few verses of the of Genesis and how it applies to us today, and how it applies to our journey, our darkness, that God brings everything to light. Next week, we will go over. Yvette will share with us chapter 3, which is the temptation and the fall, where it speaks about Adam and Eve. And so now, Yvette, do you have a scripture for us to close in, or a prayer?
I do. I have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your creation and for creating us in your image. May you guide us in this journey to help others to get to know you and your word. May you open our minds to your wisdom and open our hearts so that we may align ourselves with you. Thank you for choosing us to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen.